This chazar zeich nishabach has a shvagav and yudim zeich chulun daf mem dalet. In fact, the Gemara just said that Rav holds is a limit to where on the veshet the proper place of shechita is. The Gemara now asks, what's the upper limit of the veshet with regard to shechita? Rav Nachman said it's up to a hand's grasp, which is 3 or 4 finger breadths, the Rashi says, from the very top of the veshet. What's the lower limit? Rav Nachman named Rav Ravua said until the point where it becomes hairy on the inside, which is at the keres. Ravina, in the name of Geneva, in the name of Rav, said that the tefach of the veshet that's near the keres is the inner keres mentioned in our Mishnah. If so, the shechting the veshet at that point would be cutting the keres instead of the veshet. So how could Rabbi Ravua say that one can shecht until the end of the veshet? And for the Gemara, Rav said that the first tefach of the keres near the veshet is the inner keres, not the last tefach of the veshet in the inner keres. In another teretz, Rav only said this regarding an ox, where the veshet becomes hairy further up than other animals. So, Rav Nachman Nimesh Shmuel said, if the entire turvat haveshet became detached from the lower jaw, the animal is still kosher. And Mishnah teaches this as well, because the Mishnah says that if the lower jaw of an animal was removed, which necessarily means the simonim are detached, the animal is still kosher. Rav Mar Papa asks, if they're detached, the problem of ikar, so how can you say it's mutter? Now, the Mishnah can be answered, according to Rav Papa, as referring to a case where the flesh around the simonim was not removed along with the jaw, and therefore the simonim were not detached from the flesh. However, according to Shmuel, how can it be that the animal is mutter when the simonim are detached? Shmuel said that if most of the turvat haveshet became detached, it's mutter. He would agree that if it became fully detached, it would be aser. Shekhmer Rabbi Rechanan named Shmuel said that if most of the simonim are detached, the animal is a trefa. And tomorrow, Rav Nachman's case is where the majority that is detached is all in one continuous part of the simon. Therefore, what remains attached is still strongly attached. Rabbi Rechanan's case is where the majority is made of different areas along the simon that are detached. This makes even what remains attached to become even more weak. Mishnah then said, Upsukas hagargeres. A brisa says, how much is needed to be considered an animal with a severed kana and thereby a trefa? It requires that a majority be severed. How much is a majority? So Rav said a majority of the thickness going from the front to the back of the neck, including the thickness of the wall of the kana. Others said that Rav said it means majority of the hollow inside of the hollow area inside the kana. This is a more lenient version than the first. It takes a larger cut to reach this point. Mar says once an animal with a severed kana that was brought to Rav for examination, Rav examined it to see if it was severed through a majority of its thickness. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi asked Rav, you taught us that it's not trefa unless it's severed through the most of the hollow of the kana. Rav sent the animal to Rabbi Rechana, who examined it to see if it was severed through most of the hollow inside. And since it hadn't been, he said the animal was kosher and actually bought meat from this animal to eat as well. Rav Rabbi says that once a chacham paskin that something is osur, another chacham may not paskin that it's mutter. So how could Rabbi Rechana paskin that it was mutter after Rav paskin that it was osur? After Rav held it was osur, but he never actually issued a psak on the animal. Rav we darshan a pasuk in Yecheskel to teach that Yecheskel felt it was righteous not to eat from meat that was only mutter after getting a psak from a chacham, meaning that there was a suffix and the chacham had to then paskin that it was mutter. If so, why did Rabbi Rechana eat from such an animal? Mar said that's true where the psak is based on svara, on logic. Rabbi Rechana's psak was based on a Gemara, on a tradition, on a Kabbalah, on how to measure, not based on logic. In fact, Mar, he should not have bought the meat so that people not think that he was given the meat at a reduced rate in exchange for his psak, because we find that a brisa says there's a chash for this. And for the Gemara, that's true for items that are sold based on appraisal. However, the meat was sold based on weight, so everyone would know he paid the full price. We find that Rava also, he gave this distinction when buying meat after having given a psak that an animal was not a trefa. So Rav Ravita of Chista said, who is considered to be a Talmud Chacham? It's someone who has a question regarding one of his animals as being possibly a trefa, and he rules that it's osur. Rav Chista also said, who is considered to be a son of Matanis Yichya? It's someone who has a question regarding one of his animals as being possible trefa, and he rules that it is osur. So Rav Ravita, my Zutra Darshan, in the name of Chista, whoever learns Mikra and Mishnah, and who has a question regarding one of his animals possibly being a trefa, and he rules that it's osur, and he learns Gemara about him, the pasuk says, Yigia kapecha kiseichel ashrech v'toyvlach. Ravid explains, this means that the person inherits two worlds, al-mazer and al-mabo, which is learned from the phrases of ashrecha and v'toyvlach. Zamar says that Rav Elazar would never accept a gift from the house of the Nasi and would decline to join them for a meal when they invited him. He would tell the Nasi, you want me to live? Pasuk says, Tarmataz Yechia. Rav Zeir would also decline their gifts, but he would accept an invitation to eat by them. He explained that his eating by them was not, he was not being honored but with the invitation. Rather, it was them who was being honored by his accepting of the invitation, and it's therefore he who was doing a favor for them, not them doing a favor for him.